All right. Who has more privileges? Black men or black women?
Oh, black women for sure.
Right now, we have someone who's running for president of the United States because she's considered a black woman. As a black woman, you can go run for office without going through the proper channels.
That is such a privilege.
Come on, bro.
That is such a privilege.
You will get chosen by the white man to run a country. That's such a great privilege. And she gets Obama to call men who don't vote for her sexist. Here's another thing. As a black woman, technically not a black woman, you can get away with blackface. Boom.
And you get to have Beyonce at your rally.
Welcome to another episode of Twin Tents. I'm Young God, and this is Speck. You want to go by Speck? Is that what you're going to Speck? Speck of dust?
Yeah.
Speck of nothing. That's Speck. That's
Spectrum, whatever you want to call me.
Let's go.
For front.
So we're doing this virtually because this nigga's been kidnapped by the Puerto Ricans.
Why was this?
You said you agree with Tony.
No, I didn't. Huh? Tony is your boy. I don't even know that nigga.
Tony's my boy?
Yes.
I have yet to meet that nigga in real life. That's not my boy. That's your boy.
Aren't you a
comedian? What do you think of all this shit?
Something?
But I've never been on Kill Tony, so he's not my boy yet. This is how it's going to happen. I'm going to get him.
You think it was your goal to get on Kill Tony?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Once I get on Kill Tony, I'm going to be so funny, and they're going to be like, oh my God, a funny Negro, right?
Wow.
And then I'm become the token black guy.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then, well, one of the token black guys, and then he's going to be like, oh my God, you're from Haiti, another garbage island?
Oh.
And I'll be like,
wow.
I'll be like, okay. if I say something, he might take away my opportunities, but if I play along, he might give me opportunities. And I'll be like, yeah. Haiti, the garbage island. Yeah.
You guys see this? That's right, cool behavior. Uncle Tom. Oh, my God.
What?
If you're black, don't ever go to this man's show. He has a show coming up soon at the Madison Square Garden. Don't ever go to a Young God show. I'm telling y'all, don't do it. Hey, if you're black, respect yourselves. Don't go to a Young God show. Thank you very much.
What would you do? What would you be willing to sell out for, like, $1 million?
Not a damn thing. $1 million.
You wouldn't sell out anything for $1 million?
$1 million is not enough in this economy. I'm sorry.
$10 million. $10 million.
Let's do 20. Let's do 20 and we have a deal.
$20 million and you suck a dick.
Why does it always have to be dick sucking, bro?
God damn. What?
Oh my God. So $20 million. Telling us.
Okay. Let's progressively.
Is your shadow wanting to take over and you're not letting it? Is there something hidden that you're not processing?
No. Okay. We're just going to slowly ramp it up, okay? Okay? All right. Would you denounce your blackness for $20 million?
What is it worth to me?
I said $20 million. Like, start spewing rhetoric. Right, like, black people are just savages.
But what about my blackness that's worth a thing? Like, being black, like, what's...
So $20 million, you do
it. Hold on. Let's compare value, right? So $20 million for me to denounce my blackness. My blackness allows me to say the N-word. My blackness allows me to claim that I'm oppressed all the time, so I can use that excuse anything.
Anymore.
Blackness allows me to be cool, to know how to play basketball automatically, to know how to rap or stay on beat automatically, to know
rhythm,
to have
how to dance.
Yeah.
Right?
Those things
denounce
are worth
all
more than
of
20
that.
Million. Those things are worth more than 20
denounce
million.
All of that. Those things are worth more than 20 million?
So
you
going to
denounce
go
your
with,
blackness for 20 mil?
I'll do it for 40 million, but nobody has to know my face. Like, they cannot identify who's saying
it. You have to publicly denounce your blackness, and you have to start talking like this. Well, geez, Willikers.
No, I'm not doing it.
Have to start saying words like that.
I'm not doing it. Okay.
For
will people take me seriously?
Yeah, they'll just be like, what a coon, whenever they hear you talk and then whenever they see you.
Am I supposed to be a public figure?
Only other... No, public figure. Just other black people just wouldn't like your vibe. Like, oh, what a coon. They just wouldn't want to be around you. But like, your friends now, you still keep... But like, you have to say stuff like, geez, Willikers, or like, I'm voting Trump this year. You have to sound white, too.
That's the sound force.
But I am already voting Trump, so what's the benefit? Just kidding.
I ain't voting.
I'm masturbating after vote. Oops, sorry.
And then
I don't think it's worth and then, it.
And the only fun you're allowed to have is white boy fun.
Okay, white boys know how to have fun. So, like, that's not a bad thing.
They do a lot of gay shit. They do a lot of gay shit.
So do niggas. Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay. So you already have white boy fun. Okay, cool, cool. So you would give up your black, renounce your blackness for $40 million.
Okay, and I'm doing it publicly, and people will label me a coon, but then I can retreat to my big mansion, have my friends and families around and having fun and travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
Will I become a celebrity, and will I be noticed whenever I'm, like, out in public?
No, 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 no.
Is there at some point people will find that video, that public denouncement of my blackness, and then it goes on?
No, you just have to denounce your blackness and you literally be transformed into...
On what platform slash what are we doing it? Like, how are we guaranteeing that it's public, but also I'm not going to...
Okay. How about this? You see how now you have an Instagram? Whenever you post a reel to promote your music, it gets like, what, 5 plays? It'll be the same shit. You just post a video of you.
Reels with millions of views already, so don't hate on me.
Okay. Outside of those outliers, right? Uh-huh. You're just going to post a video. It's going to get the same typical...
You know what? I'll do it because people will think that I'm joking. So, yes.
Okay. Even now, the next
comes back in, you know, even if it comes back to bite me in the ass, I would just say it was satire and it was a dip. And then I just...
You can't say that. That's part of the deal.
Okay. Do I have to have a response?
You don't have to respond.
Okay, then.
Now, next deal. I know your price. Okay, next year.
For 20 million?
40 million even.
Oh.
Then now you're in there for $40 million.
What does that look like?
Well, every time you go out in public, you have to wear a wig, right? Have to dress up like a woman.
Nope, thank you. No, thank you.
For $40 million?
You want me to act trans? Like, you want me to cosplay as people who are already cosplaying? That's ridiculous. The level of inception is too great.
That's ridiculous. Incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you would not denounce your gender.
I'm going to cosplay as people who are cosplaying and then be like, oh, I'm denouncing my gender. Like, no.
Okay. Let's change the terms. How about this? Every time someone calls you a he or whatever, you have to correct them and say, no, I'm a she. I identify as a she.
I'm not doing that dumb shit. I'm sorry.
For $40 million? All you have to do is, like, when someone says, yeah, Spectrum, he be doing that. And you be like, no, she. I'm a she. For $40 million?
Because I care about their feelings. I would not put myself in a situation where I offend the trans community. Right there, I was there with you, God. So don't do that.
I have a comedic license, which allows me to say all kinds of wild shit, right?
So me too. I also have a comedic license.
You sure? Did you renew it? Because, all right, who has more privileges? Black men or black women?
Oh, black women for sure.
Why do black women have more privileges?
Have you not heard? They're the most oppressed group ever. Like, where have you been?
No person is more disrespectful.
Okay, I have the perfect example. Are you ready? Are you ready? Mm. Are you ready? So, right now, we have someone who's running for president of the United States because she's considered a black woman. She did not win any
so
primaries.
So many privileges. That's right.
As a black woman, you can go run for office without going through the proper channels.
That is such a privilege.
That. Come on, bro.
That is such a privilege.
You will get chosen by the white man to run a country.
That's such a great privilege. And she gets Obama to call men who don't vote for her sexist.
Here's another thing. As a black woman, technically not a black woman, you can get away with blackface. Boom.
Mm. And you get to have Beyonce at your rally. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's
and
privilege right there.
People that you are black, even if you might not be black.
Oh, I didn't say it. Somebody else did. It wasn't me. It was not me.
Follow the proof, guys.
That's crazy.
Wait,
are we going down conspiracy? Go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to bring up the fact when Trump said Obama's not American. Let me see your birth certificate, nigga. And now Kamala's going through the same shit. You ain't black, bitch.
I mean, okay. Do you know where that came from?
I have no idea. I'm an idiot.
So before he started to make his run for president, right? You know, they do those things where they start like putting out books and they start cleaning up your past so nobody can ask questions, you know? So his publisher at the time, when they put out his book, in the foreword...
Whose publisher?
Obama, sorry. Obama's publisher, Obama. When he was putting out the book, I don't remember if it's in the, you know, like the biography of the writer, they put he was born in Kenya. They did not put that he was born in the United States. And then they rectified it and changed it that he was born in the United States. So they cleaned it up so that, like, so then that's where the conspiracy was born, that, wait a minute, before it said you were born in Kenya and now you're suddenly born in America to run as president. I don't get this. And then that's where the conspiracy started and then the whole Trump thing and stuff like that. So to me, if I'm someone who's paying attention, then I would question, like, wait a minute, how this motherfucker was... Also, I just realized both of these people, whether it's Obama or Kamala, they spent a large portion of their upbringing outside of the U.S. Kamala in Canada and Jamaica. And Obama in freaking,
what is it? That's true.
Was it Indonesia? I forgot. One of those, Thailand or whatever.
You know why I don't believe he was born in Kenya? Because if he was Kenyan, he'd be running at the Olympics, not for president. So that's why.
You're flying American Airlines. Got a spirit, but you know, still, you got a little way to go.
That was a great joke. That
was good. But
nah, but
go ahead.
No, you tell me. Who are you voting for?
No, I'm not voting. I was gonna ask you, are Kenyans even good runners? Are they considered good runners?
Yeah, they do the marathons. They run the long marathons. That's how they're
Kenyans?
Skinny and fucking lanky.
Yeah, the Kenyans. I think one of the Kenyans won gold at the Olympics.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Don't quote me on that. But if you're just from whatever poor country in Africa, you probably know how to run.
Oh?
From these lions chasing you.
You are worse. You are worse than Tony Hinchcliffe, whatever the hell his name is. You should definitely be hired to speak at the Republican rally next time.
The only thing is, I can't call the whole African continent garbage because that would be just too big.
That's true. You have to go smaller. So just use your own country, Haiti.
Sell out. perfect. What would you sell out for? Would you sell out for disrespecting your country and you will get 10 million?
At this point in my life, I would sell out almost any opportunity for me to gain financial freedom.
Oh my God, that is, you have no
integrity, sir.
You have no integrity.
I have integrity because those things I don't care about.
Okay, so now I have a good question for you. Snap your fingers and Haiti will be fixed. All the poverty, all the suffering, all the violence will be gone and there will be a prosperous nation once more.
But
you remain in your financial situation and there will never be any other opportunities for you other than what you have going on right now.
Or I'll snap for my finger, fix Haiti, and go back over there.
Well, but the deal is you still, like, you will never improve. Your financial situation will never improve. It will only stay where it's at or can go lower. That's it. It will never go up.
That's fine. I could take my financial shit now. That's what I'm saying. I'll just snap my finger, fix Haiti,
or
move back there,
or
have a peaceful life.
No. Or you snap your fingers, Haiti stays the same, and you get to have $34 billion liquid.
Billion?
Yeah. $30 billion. snap my fingers and fix Haiti.
Really?
Bigger than me. Bigger than me, boy.
You're so dumb. With your $30 billion, you could fix Haiti and be a billionaire.
You think I want to put in that much work? No, Haiti requires way more than $35 billion to fix it.
No, it doesn't.
The first $20 billion, you're fixing to fix a country is just going to be a bunch of macro. We're going to be stealing all this fucking money you're putting into building new infrastructure.
Hey,
the United States is going to want their peace.
I have a plan to fix Haiti. Just trust me. So get the money. I'll get it done.
Who get it done? You?
Me. I have a solid,
how you gonna get it done?
Foolproof plan to do it.
Okay, Wyclef, let's hear.
I'm not gonna tell my plan because him. I'm not gonna tell my plan because the Alphabet boys are gonna fuck me up. No, so no, thank you.
Oh,
I have a foolproof. I have a foolproof plan to fix Haiti. That's all you need to know.
What's your plan? I want to know.
That's all you need to.
You
want
to involve. Does it involve secret alien tech and then going to war with the United States?
It does not, no.
Okay, all right. Well, they don't know what we're talking about, so that's good.
Yeah.
We're low-key aliens.
I will tell you off record.
Just make sure you turn off your phone, put your phone in the microwave, put your Alexas in the microwave, unplug your internet.
Correct.
Yes, do all that shit.
And then I'm going to drive up to a mountain. Oh, no, we're actually going to meet at, you know, on top of a mountain and then we can discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Well, question for you. Would you rather save your wife or save your kid? Let's say this bitch, your wife about to give birth. The doctor says, hey, there are some complications.
Do I love my wife?
It's your wife.
Yeah, but yes, people get married. Okay.
Okay, you love your wife. You love
is
your
she,
wife.
Is she patient?
What do you mean?
Like, can she pop kids whenever we want? Or does she have PCOS?
P-costs?
This nigga said P-costs.
No. Well, this is a bad question for you. You don't even want kids.
Okay, assuming that I want kids. Like, well, come on.
Because the
answer is pretty easy. You give it to the kid, and then you just make another
make
one.
Make another
one. Correct.
What if your wife, because you didn't choose her, goes, how could you do this? Because, you know, once a woman loses a kid, supposedly, they go through such turmoil, like, oh, my God, I'm a failure as a woman. To me, I'm like, you're doing them.
You're onto something there, buddy.
So would you rather do a woman who just lost her kid because you made that decision?
Does she have to know that it was me who made that decision?
She's gonna know. She's gonna know you chose her over the kid.
Well, I would hope she's fucking grateful that I saved her life and then we can just bang, 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 bang and have another one.
You know, most women are backwards. They're like, You'd be doing shit for them.
Okay, okay, because let's think about it, right? She would want to raise a kid because, like, her natural instinct is to be a mother. So then I'm saving her so she can live out her long life dream. So, yeah, get rid of the kid, have another one.
If she pops the kid and dies, she would die a mother.
A mother?
Not a martyr.
Yeah, but she would not. Yeah. This nigga's so stupid. But she would not have the opportunity to fulfill her duty as a mother. Yeah, she might die a mother, but she never actually acted as a mother.
You don't need to act as a mother to be a mother. You just have to pop out a kid to be a mother.
No. If you cut somebody's hair once, are you a barber?
Yes.
You get the fuck out of here. No. So she needs to fulfill her duty.
What does it take to be a mother? All you gotta do is pop out a kid.
No, you have to raise the kid.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do, for at least a couple of months.
Why do you think Mother's Day is so highly celebrated, but Father's Day, like, you? I think you're getting confused. Only fathers have to actually raise their kids to be considered fathers. Women are gonna pass. We just talked about women, how women have privileges.
Wait, so with your logic then, if you got pregnant and you did not give birth, let's say you had an abortion, are you still a mother? Should you be considered for Mother's Day?
You're not a mother. You have to push the baby out to be a mother.
Okay. Yeah. Now I have
bitches who get C-sections are not mothers.
Oh, wow. So you have to literally push it out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a question, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. Mm-hmm. With your logic, is a stillbirth considered, or are you still a mother?
Birth means alive. You're pushing
out
something.
Stillbirth is a dead baby.
This is the thing we got to stop doing. If there's a qualifier in front of the word, it changes that word. Stillbirth is not birth now, is it? Stillbirth is birth. Just like trans women is not women now, is it?
It's trans women. No. You said push it out.
Okay, let me rephrase. You got to birth the baby.
You need a terrible lawyer. Yeah, you need to have an airtight...
This is airtight. I had to clarify for your dumb brain.
Well, no, you said push out. You can push out a placenta. There's no baby in there.
Push out an alive baby.
There you go. Okay.
And the baby dies after 5 minutes. You're still a mother. You're still a mother. You pushed out. You were still a mother. Like, yeah.
You know what I just realized? We're going to get canceled by all the women who ever watched this episode.
That's zero. Who the fuck? What kind of? If you're a woman and you watch this episode,
you're going to get famous. They're going to find this episode.
Oh, yeah. Well,
those guys seem like lame. To be honest, I feel like we just have conversation that everybody has or think about, even when they're acting stupid. But then because people put
We're just dumb enough to put it online.
Exactly. Yep. We're just dumb enough to put it online. But I'm pretty sure like if boys are chilling or women are chilling together, like they ask the stupidest questions, kind of like, yeah, what do you think about this? And then it's just like the dumbest shit, the most politically incorrect shit ever. But they don't put it online. Which means
I feel like
you can't put it online.
I'm putting this online. I feel like podcasting is this generation's SoundCloud rappers. Like podcasting.
I agree. Everybody's doing it. Everybody and mama. Correct. Because the barrier to entry is so minimal. Everybody thinks they have something important to say. They're yapping their mouths.
Everybody's trying to be edgy and make jokes like, oh my God, trans women and unreal women.
Correct. I mean, we all know these facts, but I don't know why we feel like we need to repeat them on a fucking...
Repeat them. Right. That's online. Crazy. To be like, look at me. While we're working 9-to-5s, if our employers were to get a hold of these footages, they'd be like, due to our social media policy, we can no longer afford to keep you as an employer.
Crazy, though. Right. That's going to be for another episode because I don't want to get into it, but that's kind of insane. What you do on your time, your job can dictate, like what you do on your personal time will dictate if you have employment or not. That's ridiculous.
That's because fucking the woke mob, I want to say, has weaponized this shit. Like, oh my God, they find out where you work and then they're like, we're going to boycott this company.
Yep.
So now these idiots
allowed like that shouldn't be allowed because like those idiots don't actually boycott shit.
Well, all you need is a threat. They just threaten to boycott the company.
Oh my God, we're gonna lose money.
And they're like, oh my God, forecast shows we're gonna lose about $1 million. And then they're like,
because I'm pretty sure Bud Light is doing just fine after they were boycotted by the sissies or whoever the fuck they were. I don't remember.
Yeah, remember sissies. Hey, watch out. We have gay friends. I will not tolerate such language.
Well, their whole movement got hijacked by the he-she's. So that's what I'm saying, like the sissies. Like, it's just, but gay people are not trans people.
Be more specific.
I think it was a trans
gay people are not people. They're unicorns because they're so fabulous.
Oh my God, you're definitely getting canceled, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's, how about we cancel this episode right now so we don't get into further issues, all right?
YouTube monetization where, nigga? We doing this shit for free.
For free, bitch. For free. So stop complaining.
Ooh, let them know.
Oh, make out.
Okay, bye.